interest rates this year are about 0.75% to 1% higher than they were last year. So for a lot of people that were looking to purchase in especially the late spring of 2013, April, May, and then into June, interest rates were on the floor and the signs were there that they were starting to climb back up. And so a lot of people were acted on these low 3% rates and said, let's hurry up, let's buy, take advantage of what's in the market now because rates are going to climb and that's going to stunt your borrowing ability, it's going to raise your house payments, things like that. So we saw a big surge in sales in the spring and early summer of 2013. And so, of course, with 2014, our rates have pretty much held steady between 4 to 4.5%. And so no surprise, we didn't see that giant surge that we saw in the late spring of 2013. And that's one big factor that's caused a little bit of a lag. The second reason is listed supply. In Missoula, we have, especially in our more affordable price ranges, we have a big issue with the availability of listed houses. We've been tracking the amount of listed sales versus buyer activity, what we call absorption rates. And what we have observed, especially between 150 and as high as 275, right now there are not enough listings in our market to meet buyer demand. And so what happens is, of course, lack of supply means slow activity. There's not enough houses, and so there's a lot of people that are sitting on the fence that are qualified and ready to buy, but the options just aren't there. So it has caused a little bit of a bottleneck in our sales activity. And then the third reason, definitely an uncontrollable reason, but we had a hard winter, especially in February, where we had, 27 of the 28 days, we had snow falling, we had two blizzards roll through town. Usually our February, people are getting ready for early spring list, getting ready to list in March and hoping for those early spring type sales. And a real harsh winter late in the winter, in February, and then carry into March, caused things to slow down, and it kind of had a ripple effect through the spring.
Is this overall situation unique to your all's area, or is this kind of a statewide, maybe even a nationwide effect?
So nationwide, yes. What we have been seeing is that nationwide, I believe most markets, 2014 has been a little bit behind 2013. Nationally, supply has been a little bit of an issue. New construction, what they call new home starts, has not been keeping up with the pace nationally. Statewide, the winter definitely hurt a lot of people. In speaking with presidents and associations around the state here, what we saw is a lot of areas have experienced a pretty similar thing too. And the raise in interest rates, that hit everybody across the nation. So that did cause, of course, a slowdown for everybody.
You talk about these interest rates, it's still in that 4% area. Really big picture, that's not too bad.
No, it's really not too bad. If you look at it historically, I think I saw something where the average interest rate over kind of a decade span going back 40 years, they're still great. But what happens, of course, is just kind of like your basic economics. If the incentive is there, people are going to act upon it. So 1% in a market where your median sales price right now is about $215,000 to $220,000, that can make a big difference. So when people saw that opportunity last year, they acted upon it. But what we see, too, is 2014, our first half is down from 2013, but it is up from 2012, which was up from 2011. So our pace over the course of 4 years is still trending up. What 2013 was it was a bigger spike than what we saw in our previous, what you would say, slow and steady hike up from the floor of what Missoula's market was.
Yeah, median prices, speaking of spikes, they're up a little bit too.
They are up a little bit, and that's one thing that is, you know, regardless of activity being up or down, what we have seen pretty much going back to, I think, 2011, is that median price has continually just climbed up a little bit more slow and steady, a little bit more constant with the median price raise, but that is up too. When we look at the second half of this year, we've seen some signs that show that I think it's going to be a pretty steady year. We also take a look at sales on a month-by-month basis. And January, February, March, April, May of 2014 were all had less sales than their counterpart in 2013. But then June in 14 outpaced June in 2013. And so far, July in 14 is also outpacing July in 2013. So what we're seeing, I think, is, again, it's not really a long term, more the medium term, I guess, medium term, like 4 years, 5 year trend, shows that we're still, with sales volume climbing up, we're kind of back to slow and steady. 13 really looked like more of an anomaly compared to when you look at 11, 12, and now 2014. So it seems like we'll probably finish around 1,000 residential units sold in Missoula is going to be my rough guess for the year. And what that'll equate to is our second best year since the real estate bubble burst, you know, with only 2013 being the better one.
Brent Wahlberg, president of the Missoula Organization of Realtors. Thanks so much.
Hey, you bet. Happy to help.